Episode 71, A Smiles Podcast. Well, it's been a while, hasn't it? And it certainly has been a gap, but that doesn't mean to say things haven't been moving. I just want to share on this episode 71, Assistive Technology in the Lebanon. Yes, that's right, Beirut. I've just come back from a conference called Able Summit in the Beirut in the Lebanon. Actually, you just say Lebanon. And it was a remarkable event for many reasons, in that it's been nearly three years since I was last there. And to see the changes that are already beginning to emerge is great. and it was good to meet up with some of my other colleagues, Jeremy Sader from North Idaho, Chris Grolin from Canada, and A11Y. All of these people have unique contributions to make to the outline of what is happening in Beirut. I was giving a talk on smart futures for the disabled, and of course I was very concerned to do the next step thing. We may have grandiose ideas, but if we don't have that sense of what it is that is actually working in the Lebanon, then certainly it's not worth having. So what we are looking at is how we can make the next step, or the 1 or 2% better. And certainly from my part, the smart thinking would evolve from people's needs and then working to the adaption of those needs into a systemic environment which supports and gives the students what they need to overcome their learning or their physical or their mental disabilities, whatever they happen to be. One of the pleasing things about the conference was the students who came up afterwards to talk about what projects they're involved with or have been involved with, what the progress is, and also those students who just wanted to take a selfie. I've never felt so much of being a celebrity as I've done in the Lebanon. Blessed to understand the country and its present economic situation, I tried to buy a club sandwich. It was either going to cost me £88 in English money or $6 or $8 in American money. It turned out to be the latter. Rampant inflation is tearing the country's economy apart. So the need is for stability and for a strong currency as well, if they're going to make those changes. But the exhortation was to encourage them that they can make a difference. One person can make a difference. And that has been the testimony of what I've managed to achieve over these years. One person can make a difference. And that will surely happen in the Lebanon. So, looking to the future, I'm going to be going to North Idaho in the summer, in August this year, to take part in another accessibility conference. Don't know what the theme is or what my contribution will be, but let's see what that will be. Also, recently, I've just taken part in the Dyslexia Show, which was a huge success, and congratulations to Aaron Smith. A shout out to him for organising this event, which is the first of its kind in the UK, and it concentrated entirely on dyslexia. And the rooms were full, the seminars were full, and that's amazing as well. So that's just a short sample of what's been happening while I've not been in your presence here on a Smiles podcast. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this, and tune in for another episode. I can't say when that will be, but it'll be when there's something to say. So goodbye for now.